It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Hello, we're on the subway today. I'll just turn that down a little bit. Hello. Welcome, one and all. It is February the 28th. It's the last day of February. It is a Tuesday. And, oh goodness, I am late again. Monday and Tuesday, I woke up early and went to work on time. So I'm very excited about that. So I think we're on the right track to get the show back on time. But anyway, I'm sorry. Oh, the announcer. I want to be sure and hear him. I last rode the subway in New York, I don't know, several years ago. At this point, I think it was 2017. All right, so that's done. My sounds are all messed up, but such is life. Let's go ahead and launch calm. I'm late, so I'm all over the place, discombobulated, if you will. All you got to do to chat and hang out, if you're not like me and on time or in calm already, all you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org and then launch commode chat by typing COM and pressing enter. Once you're in, you press G for go to, and then type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word. Boom, you will be hanging out with all the cool people. So let's do that. Calm. Bam. Calm sometimes is slow. If it is, you can always jump off and SSH to tty.sdf.org. Sometimes that helps connecting to a different node. All right. So today is show 641, apparently. But hello. I'm sorry for the people who left, like PJ. I don't know if PJP or Tobe has gone, but shout out to them. X1, MHCat. Ratsu, Sinosphere, hello. Calm is bumping and jumping, and the funny thing is I'm late today because I had lunch, one of my buddies and I, we went down to the cafeteria, had lunch, but instead of taking the elevator up, he was like, oh, and we'll go the stairs. But you see, I'm a fat man. I don't know if I've told you this on the air, but are shown, you've seen me in photos, but I'm way overweight, so going up the stairs, whoo, buddy, at the end of that flight of the stairs, my energy was sapped, I guess we should say, which is bad news. I shouldn't be tired after, two or three flights of stairs, but anyway, besides the point, I get to my desk after that, so then I'm like, oh, crap. I got to get over there. But everyone just saw me go noisily make it back to my desk. So I needed to play it cool. Anyway, shout out to everybody in comm. Sorry, that was a weird thing. Just insecurities popping out everywhere, I guess. So let's check. We got a sync happening. Let's hit done and see if that sync is done. Close. Settings. Syncing. Last sync yesterday at 1930 UTC. So, we're syncing. You ever get that syncing feeling? I do. Hey, 00233XYZ. Welcome. Thanks for being here. There's a couple of big death stories that I wanted to get to. It seems like Firefox Sync is having a little hiccup, though. Let's see if it catches up. Okay, we're still on February 27th. Oh, come on, baby, help me out here. Well, this is unfortunate, since it's syncing. I'm going to push play on a song until this syncing's done. That way, at least you don't just hear me going, oh. Let's import one. Here we go. This is a song from This is from Red Martian. It's called Fusin or Fussin. I'm not sure. Let's find out. I got it to sync, finally. I had to quit all the applications besides this phone, this one, and then get you going. So, welcome. Howdy, AE. Hey, Cass. We only have 9 minutes to go, so I'm only going to touch on the big news or the more impactful stuff. Unfortunately, this has just been the reality of news to me the last couple of weeks. We're going to get through this hump. Oh, shucks. Anyway, I've been taking a bunch of vitamins, and I forgot my supplements at home. I was like, oh, shucks, I hope that doesn't mess up my mood stabilization. Anyway, away we go! Codesius, welcome, welcome. All right, starting off, first, Iran investigates poisoning of hundreds of schoolgirls with toxic gas. That's right. It wouldn't be news to me if we didn't have child death or injury, I guess. Almost 700 girls have been poisoned by toxic gas in Iran since November, and what many believe is a deliberate attempt to force their schools to shut. No girls have died, but dozens have suffered respiratory problems, nausea, dizziness, and fatigue. It became evident that some people wanted all schools, especially girls' schools, to be closed down, the deputy health minister said on Sunday. However, he later said that his remarks had been misunderstood. The prosecutor general announced last week that he was opening a criminal investigation. However, he said the available information only indicated the possibility of criminal and premeditated acts. Meanwhile, public frustration is continuing to grow. The first poisoning took place on November 30th, when 18 students were taken to hospital. Since then, more than 10 girls' schools have been targeted. At least 194 girls are reported to have been poisoned in the past week at four schools in the city of Borahard in the western province of Lorestan. And on Tuesday, another 37 students were poisoned by the Kayam Girls' School in Pardis, near the capital of Tehran. They all reported the smell of tangerine or rotten fish before falling ill. Earlier this month, at least 100 people protested outside the governor's office. You're obliged to ensure my child's safety, one father shouted in a video widely shared on social media. Two daughters, and all I can do is not let them go to school. Very troubling. It's unclear really why or what's happening, but if we get any updates, I will let you know. But I just thought that was pretty shocking, and it was something that not seeing it on the news, at least not a lot lately, mostly because there's a lot of other stuff going on. I wanted to give you an update, since I mentioned updates. The Florida court, we mentioned how they were trying to say that they were illegally imprisoning this pregnant prisoner's fetus. A Florida appeals court denied an attorney's attempt to have a woman released from jail ahead of trial by arguing that her fetus was being illegally detained without charge, but the attorney said he plans to continue the legal battle. Florida's 3rd District Court of Appeal dismissed without prejudice a petition for a writ of habeas corpus filed by attorney William Norris on behalf of the unborn child. The petition argued that the fetus is a person under the Florida Constitution and should not effectively be detained without charge. Now, that's why one of the things I thought about after we talked about this was, if the mother being in jail is an illegal detention, is the child gestating an illegal detention? Could you end up in this situation where a child sues their parent for illegally incarcerating them for 9 months while they were gestating? I don't know. Anyway, just a thought. Whew. Oh man, I'm feeling my energy fluctuate. But howdy, howdy. Welcome, welcome. Shout out to Tobe and the DGC coming up soon. And so we'll see what's going on. I don't think they've talked about the gender of the fetus yet. So maybe that's it. Good call out, Tom. All right. So let's jump on over. There's more news. Let's talk about some planes real quick. First, a pilot circles a plane to show passengers northern lights. An EasyJet pilot made a 360-degree turn to treat passengers to a stunning view of the northern lights. The plane was traveling from Iceland to Manchester as the Aurora Borealis lit up skies across the UK in a rare display. Passenger Adam Groves of Lynn, Cheshire, said the incredible sight topped off his 4-night trip, which also saw him get engaged. It came as the country enjoyed a second night of spectacular views. Mr. Groves says he and his fiancée were on the right-hand side of the plane, which took off from Reykjavik, and would not have been able to see the lights if it wasn't for the very kind pilot. The pair had actually spent their entire trip in Iceland hunting the aurora without success. Oh man, even better. Mr. Groves said, "We were hoping to see them while we were out there, but we didn't get the chance. We took off, and halfway into the flight, the pilot turned all the lights off, and the view could be seen out the left window. But we were sitting on the right-hand side. And after a few minutes, the pilot switched back and did a 360 loop for everyone to see." So anyway, I thought that was pretty cool. That's a nice news story. It's not always death and destruction. But, of course, don't worry. We still got that. Budget airline Wizz Air will suspend all its flights to and from Moldova next month due to security concerns linked to growing tensions with Russia. It comes after a Russian missile was fired over Moldovan airspace earlier this month. The Hungarian budget airline said safety of the passenger and crew remain Wizz Air's number one priority. Following the recent developments in Moldova and the elevated but not imminent risk in the country's airspace, Wizz Air has made the difficult but responsible decision to suspend all flights to the capital of Chisinau from March 14th. Moldova's infrastructure ministry said it regretted Wizz Air's decision, assuring in a statement that flights which respect a number of procedures could be carried out safely. The country's civil aviation authority said the airline had sought approval for its summer flight schedule on February 14th, and the agency determined that flights in the national airspace can be carried out safely by following a number of procedures. So, however that would fly. Hey, one of Vaults, welcome, welcome. Oh, man. My brain is in pain. I'm also not sleeping. I'm very anxious. I'm just an open book today. Sorry. All right. What else is happening? Well, there's two elections. Vietnam is going to name a new president this week. They're expected to have their... Vietnam will name a new president later this week, officials said on Tuesday, after the dramatic resignation of Mr. Nguyen Xuan Phuc as part of an anti-corruption drive. Mr. Vo Van Tong, 52, is expected to be confirmed at an extraordinary meeting of the country's National Assembly on Thursday. His expected appointment comes during a period of significant political upheaval in Vietnam, where the all-powerful Communist Party's anti-graft purge and faction fighting have seen several ministers fired. And then the other election news to mention that's important, you probably will see it on other news outlets. It's all over the place, but that's the Nigerian election. There are protests going on right now amid Nigerian election result chaos. Protests are taking place outside the Collation Center in the capital of Abuja. Three opposition parties allege widespread rigging, calling it a sham election. Earlier, ex-president Obasano issued a warning about the poll results. The ruling party candidate Bola Tinubu has a lead of about 1.5 million votes out of 39% of votes counted so far. Main opposition candidate Abu Bakar of the PDP is 31%, followed by Labour's Peter Obi with 20%. There are 36 states plus the capital. Candidate needs 25% of the votes and two-thirds of these to win. So we'll see what happens. But that's all the things we're going to see because we're out of time. Because I was late. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Please, though, enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee. Bye-bye. I'll be back tomorrow.